Hi, how you doing? My name is Steve. I'm looking for Keith. Is he available?
This is Keith. How can I help you?
Hey, Keith. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. I know you're probably busy. I'm not trying to take much of your time. I'm calling just to follow up on a offer I sent out to your business about 2.5 weeks ago, just seeing if you'd seen it. It's all right. I know where they usually end up. But it's in reference to some financing that you did with one of our sister banks, On Deck, and a couple years back. Does that ring a bell?
On Deck? No.
Yeah. Okay. It's all right. It was back in 2013. I don't know. It's all right. But this offer, what this is I'm just following up, seeing with you if you have any kind of needs for equipment or capital, either now or in the future, if there's a time of the year that you kind of do that thing.
What's the man? They would always send these letters out, and I think you guys just send them out to everybody. But what's mm-hmm. the minimum that the business needs to make?
The minimum the business needs to make?
Yeah, the gross, like the, because you have like a how much the business got to make like a year and stuff like that, don't you? I don't think I'm quite hitting 100,000 yet, so I didn't qualify when you send these things out. I never qualified.
You did 100,000 last year?
I'm not quite 100,000.
Oh, not quite. Okay.
Yeah. I got to find out for sure, but I don't think it was quite 100,000.
I gotcha. Yeah, I mean I think the minimum that we have to have is 20,000. So I mean you're fine with us. Did you see our offer that we had sent?
No. What I'm saying to you is different places send these things in the mail all the time.
Oh, sure. Okay, I see what you're saying.
And whenever I would ask on it, like now I talk to you, I'll say, well, what's the minimum my business could make? And they would tell me, well, you got to have 100,000, 200,000, stuff like that. And I didn't meet the criteria. So I never went with any of these places. I never got any capital.
Right. Are you looking for something? Or have you ever looked for it?
No, I wasn't looking for nothing, but I mean, I could do some stuff, but I wasn't looking for nothing.
I gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure the lowest that we can go is if your gross annual sales, I mean, like 20,000, which is nobody, but yeah, I mean, you'd be fine with us, absolutely.
Okay, what's the percentage rate?
Now that question I get all the time, that's different. It all depends on what you're looking to do and, in the program and the term that you qualify for. My whole job is just to get you qualified for the best term and rate. I mean, we have two different programs, working capital and equipment financing. So, I mean, you know, if you want to tell me a little bit more about, like, what you were thinking about maybe doing,
It would be working capital. Capital, and I got the equipment. I just only need, I'm an auto repair, so I don't need a whole lot of equipment. I just need probably like $5,000 worth of equipment.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what capital, you can, it's unsecured, so you can pretty much do whatever you want with it. So if you're like trying to buy some new equipment or like, you know, whatever you're going to use it for, and that's perfect what you can do for. Now, with that, with the working capital, it's shorter term, so it's about 3 to 36 months. Usually first-time customers is about the 24-month mark. And it just depends on what term you choose for and, you know, what you look like on paper, really. Just out of curiosity, if you were to do this, when were you going to think about doing it?
Oh, man, I'm talking to you now. It's all up in the air for me. I mean, I don't really need anything, but I, you know, need in a
sure.
way.
Sure. Yeah, no, I mean, and definitely it will help. I mean, absolutely. I mean, look, to be honest, you know, a lot of business owners, you know, they have to finance in order for them to, you know, grow their business or, you know, be a little bit, you know, even if you made $101,000 next year, I mean, you're still growing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of the thing is a lot of business owners that I talk to is that they don't understand that sometimes they have to finance. That's just how things are done for businesses. It really is. Now, I can help you every step of the way. So if you are looking for something, I mean, how long have you been thinking about doing this?
I've been thinking about getting a couple things done in there probably since I got there. For three years.
Okay. And you said you're looking about for like how much? Like 20,000? You said.
I think about like 25 or 30.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just gonna ask you some questions too. I just need to. What? Do you have your? Did you see your tax return for 2015?
I'm actually in the middle of doing a hot water heater, and I can have all that stuff later, but I don't have it right now.
Okay. Yeah. No. I don't mean you to have it right now. No, not at all. That was just to see if you knew how much you made last year. Cause that's what we really go off of is your gross annual sales.
I think we did like 80.
Okay.
80.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we did like 70 or 80.
Okay. And what do you think your credit's at? Good, bad, or somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the close to the bad.
That's all right, man. We work with A to D in the credit department. So
I filed a bankruptcy like about four or five years ago, and I haven't done anything with credit really since then.
Okay.
So
when's the last time you saw your credit score? Do you remember?
I think I did a Credit Karma.
Yeah.
I think I did a Credit Karma a couple years ago.
Okay. Do you remember what it was? It's okay if you don't.
I don't know. I think it was like 560.
Okay. No worries. That's you know, like I said, we have, you know, we work with credit tiers A to D, so should be fine. You know, we're mostly based off of your gross annual sales, so. How long have you been in business for?
I've been in business since 13. So I've been in there almost 3 years now.
3 years? Okay. And you're 100% owner?
Yes.
All right.
Well, I got my wife on some of the paperwork, but yes, it's me and her.
Yeah. Have you gone to your bank about this same question? No?
Okay. No, they. I didn't want to get... My feelings hurt.
No, I got you, man. I understand. Sometimes, you know, see, that's where we come in. A lot of the time, people, you know, they'll give us, hey, you know, hey, I got this, you know, this credit. I got, you know, all this stuff that's going on wrong with them, and they'll try to go to their bank, and they're like, oh, I don't want to deal with you guys because you guys, you know, they don't think that we're a normal real bank, but we are. We're a real bank. We actually approve a lot faster and, you know, more so for the kind of right where you are with your credit and everything like that, because banks, they won't. They're kind of scared to do that ever since the 2008 thing, the financial crisis.
Yeah, so where are you? You're in Rancho Cucamonga, right?
No, I'm actually in San Diego.
San Diego? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's close to there.
I'm actually be in your area in a month or so.
Oh, yeah? Right on. What are you doing out here?
Got a family member lives there. We're coming down there.
Nice. It's kind of hot right now. A little warm.
It's hot here.
Yeah.
Hot here.
Well, that's nice, man.
Well, what was your name again, man?
My name is Steve. Let me do this. I know you sound like you're busy. Let me do this for you. Why don't I send you some information over email? It's going to include, like, if you just want to see how much you get approved for, just to see, I mean, you don't have to take the offer, but just to see how much you get approved for, it won't hurt anything as well. I mean, if anything, it might help you out. I'll send you the information for it. All you need is just your 6 months bank statements, tax return, and just the application, and then we'll just go from there. Just if you fill that stuff out. What's up?
I need what?
Our paperwork is very light. It's just the one-page application that I'm going to send you, 6 months bank statements, and your most recent tax return. Even if it's the 2014 one, if you have like the extension for the 15, that'd be fine.
Okay. Alright, so, yeah, I got all that.
Yeah, so let me send that, and then if you get that back to me, and then I can show you what you get approved for, because, I mean, I can give you a lot better solid numbers when I see what you look like on paper. Like, I'm not even... Okay. If I don't see anything, I'm not going to, like, run your credit or anything like that and just, you know, hurt you more. But just let me see what you look like on paper.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. What is, what's a good email for you, Keith?
It's Team Auto Care.
Yeah, he would have wanted the last of the tape.
Team Auto Care. That's all right.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Teamautocare@gmail.com. That's it?
Yes.
All right, man. You sound busy, so I'm going to let you get back to what you're doing. But I'll send this to you, you know, if you want to get back to me today or tomorrow, whatever. And then, cool if I follow up with you either tomorrow?
Yeah, it'll probably be tomorrow, man. I'm actually in the process of putting a hot water heater in.
Yeah, I know. All right, man, that sounds good. So I'll send this to you. Just look out for it.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Thanks, Keith.
Yep.